Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Another company update today, this one coming from Skeena Resources. Skeena is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SKE and on the OTCQX under the symbol SKREF. I'm chatting again with Paul Geddes. He is the company's Vice President of Exploration and Resource Development. And Paul, we're going to follow up on a news release that came out middle of last week, February 26th, that was the release of more infill holes from this 2019 drill program. We saw the headline number 22.5 grams per ton gold equivalent, just over 14 meters. Had some other results of 3.25 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 25 meters. We are continuing to see some pretty broad intervals here with some pretty strong precious metals mineralization. Paul, just review these batch of results and what it means for the overall project moving forward.
Hi, Corey. Thanks again for having me. Yeah, we've now put out all of the drill results from the Phase 1 2019 infill program. What's nice is that in the 21E zone, we're essentially complete there, and that's on the eastern flank of the PEA open pit, and we're seeing good grades coming out of there. But what's really getting us excited are some of these drill holes that are intersecting into the HW zone, so the hanging wall zone. The hanging wall zone occurs above the contact mudstone, which was historically mined by the previous operators. And again, with the headline hole of 23 grams per ton, essentially gold equivalent over 14 meters. What I really want to highlight in that is we tend to bury the silver analyses in the gold equivalent calculation, and people just see that 22.59. But we get some really impressive bonanza grades of silver coming out of that, including in that interval was 5,860 grams per ton silver over 0.9 meters. And then we had another intersection of 176 grams per ton gold and 1,530 grams per ton silver over 0.9 meters inside those intervals. So we're really excited about what we're seeing here, and the fact that, you know, we're leveraged towards silver with the project. Silver accounts for approximately 20% of the project's revenue and economics.
So, yes, this one high-grade result, or a couple high-grade results within this headline hole, do show some very nice silver components here. Are you seeing silver or higher-grade silver components outside of this hanging wall zone, or is it at least recently just been focused on this hanging wall?
No, it's not exclusive to just the hanging wall zone. The silver credits are associated with basically all of the mineralization, the gold mineralization. So we see that in the contact mudstone. We see that in the feeder zones, in the rhyolites, and the various other zones that comprise the deposit. It's just that here we're happening to see some extreme enrichment, shall we say.
Now, how would this play into the economics of the project? You mentioned it's about 20% of a silver component here, but obviously if silver goes on a run, then that grows with it. But does this impact any of the potential production decisions or any of the future studies that you guys are going to commission?
Not really, because we've already factored that into the resource statements that we've put out historically, as well as the preliminary economic assessments. Maybe just to remind everybody, like our diluted silver grade is 78 grams per ton. Our life of mine production, we're anticipating producing, again, based on the PEA, approximately 50 million ounces of silver. And over that 9-year mine life, that's approximately 5.8 million ounces of silver per year. So again, just coming back to what our infill program was and how I've discussed that historically, again, we're seeing exactly what we're supposed to be seeing, if not in certain cases such as this, slightly better widths, and obviously in this case with the silver, incredible grades coming along with that.
So what about the current drill program that is ongoing? How many drills do you guys have on the ground? What is what's the attack plan currently?
So right now we have 4 drill rigs turning up at SK Creek. We've already completed actually quite a few holes, maybe about 10 or 15. We're currently drilling on the 21C zone. So the 21C zone is located just a little bit deeper in the open pit on the western flank. We've already got analyses in the lab, so we should be anticipating results coming out and a little bit of news flow here from the drilling, I would say in less than a month or so.
Okay, and just circling back to the silver component again, I know that this isn't new information for you, but some of these recent high grade, I think, are maybe not surprising, but they are noteworthy. Is there going to be a plan here to pay closer attention to some of the silver, or is this just coming in as kind of an added bonus for the project?
Yeah, again, because we've already factored it into the PEA, it's just that when we get these additional intersections with extreme high tenor, it only adds to the project economics eventually. The other take-home from the press release that I want everybody to understand is that these drill holes and these intersections are only 20 meters below surface. So although our original starter pit is located in the 21A zone, which has equivalent high tenor silver values as well, this portion in the hanging wall could potentially represent another starter pit, which would be synchronous with the mine plan. And, potentially after optimization and, tweaking some of the scheduling, further add to the returns.
So this could be brought into the economics here, maybe moving certain areas forward in the production timeline to lower costs, lower the payback period, these sort of upfront economics?
That's right. There's always that potential and possibility.
Okay. And when are you going to be maybe diving a little bit more into seeing exactly what is possible, tweaking some of these economics?
Ultimately, what we want to do is complete the infill in its entirety prior to releasing another resource statement, or rather updating the resource statement. So that's a bit of a moving target as it stands right now, but we'll definitely keep you posted.
So overall, just continued drilling, infill, also a bit of the exploration drilling that will be happening. In terms of news flow and balancing out when those drills are going to hit some of the exploration targets compared to just doing this infill drilling, can you give us a general timeline on that?
Yeah, what we've done right now is we've finalized our drill plan for the exploration component. Again, as what we were talking about in our last few interviews was we're going to allocate about 30% of the total budget in meterage to just strictly exploration. Right now, what we're going to be targeting is what's called the Water Tower Zone, which is a strike extension of the 21C Zone, and it'll be largely an underground target, and we'll probably be having the rigs turning on that within, I would estimate, probably about 10-15 days. We should be moving a rig over to that area.
Okay, thanks for that update. I know that a number of our audience are watching for that exploration component because the grades that this infill drilling is yielding, if you guys can go out and hit something in terms of a new discovery or an exploration hole, then hey, that could provide, again, some of that blue sky that exploration it is available to do. Paul, appreciate your time today. Thank you for the quick update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And in the meantime, we will follow up as more drill results hit the market. Paul, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Corey. Take care.